It was a glittering night of sales on Friday at Inglis Riverside in Sydney, with a number of high-class broodmares going under the hammer. Two of them reaching prices in excess of $2 million. They were knocked down to Coolmore. Colm Santry from Coolmore joining us on the program this morning. How are you, Colm?
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, very well, thank you. It certainly was an exciting night. We obviously purchased those two good mares. We were delighted to get them. We went there with the intentions of purchasing them, obviously, to go to Justify, and we were truly rewarded by being able to purchase them.
The first one you snared at the big price for $2 million was the stunning-looking chestnut Sri Candy in foal to American Pharaoh.
Yeah, we were delighted with her. We obviously identified her early in the sale. She was an exceptional sprinting mare. You know, she won 9 from 15. She was in foal to American Pharaoh, which was great for Coolmore as well. She's purchased with a view, obviously, of going to Justify this year, and that's where she'll head.
Mm. And the other one, of course, a Maastricht, which was the sales topper at $2.25 million. A lovely dapple grey mare, a high-class performer herself, and the dam of the top two-year-old Loving Gabby by I'm Invincible, and she's in foal to him at the moment.
That's right, yeah. She had great presence as a yearling. We remembered her well, obviously, in New Zealand, being by Master Craftsman. You know, she was a great race mare for Alan Bell. We obviously had to pay a bit of money for her, but she was an outstanding individual. She's just a big brute of a mare. And, you know, to get her first foal, it's the second highest rated two-year-old in Australasia. It's a great start for her. And the scope for upside with her is extraordinary.
It is. And she'll also go to Justify?
She's guaranteed to go into Justify as well. You know, Mr. Magner in Ireland has got right behind his horse. We're going to buy a lot of the elite mares, hopefully, at the next sales coming up as well, to go to this horse. We're getting right behind them, and the industry has got behind them as well here. So it's just a great endorsement for the industry, you know, with these types of horses that the Magners are bringing out here for Australia, you know.
An amazing book will go to him in the Northern Hemisphere, and quite obviously the strategy is to try and match the calibre of that down here in Australia.
Yeah, correct. He's attracted a phenomenal first book of mares in America. He's got 35 Group 1 winners, and the dam's obviously up 40 Group 1 winners. You know, so it's an amazing book of mares he's covering up there. I haven't probably heard of a horse going to stud and getting that quality of mares in his first season, I'd say, ever. He's standing at $150,000 US, and he'll cover over 200 mares up there in his first season.
Extraordinary. And the build-up to his rather imminent now arrival in Australia has been quite extraordinary. And the gushing reports from Bob Baffert about the horse as a racing specimen, but also his expectations around what the horse is more than likely going to deliver at stud. The hype has been justified, so to speak, but I've not known anything like it here in Australia.
Yeah, I know. It's got a lot of social media coverage in that with Bob, obviously, in America. He's the leading trainer up there. He's got right behind his horse, and I guess like he's an outstanding specimen to look at him. He was a $500,000 yearling. He was an unbeaten three-year-old. He won six races, as I said, unbeaten, four Group 1s. He won the Triple Crown in America. He's the only unbeaten Triple Crown winner ever. He won those six races by 24 lengths, you know, between 7 and 12 furlongs. So he was a very versatile horse as well. But hopefully he'll be the heir to Scat Daddy, one of the world's leading sires. He left us at a very young age. And he's had 112 stakes winners already and 27 Group 1 winners. And I think 14 or 15 Group 1 winners he's had now. So we're very fortunate. We also have Caravaggio and No Nay Never. And Mendelssohn also retiring this year from the Scat Daddy sire line. So, you know, the future is looking good, and we look forward to getting all these horses out here, but particularly Justify this season.
Mm. The roster for Coolmore is possibly the best ever that it's been in Australia. Of course, you've got him, Justify, on the list now, but another Triple Crown winner, an American Pharaoh.
Yeah, our roster is very strong. It's got a lot of depth to it, I'm hearing in the marketplace. You know, we've got a great roster of horses this year for breeders from you know, from the highest services to the lowest. So we sort of cater for everybody. But no, it's a really good roster. As you said, American Pharoah's on it as well. Another Triple Crown winner, another amazing horse. You know, he's very, very popular with breeders. He's got his first 2-year-olds running now in the Northern Hemisphere, and he's had a couple of winners already from his first 3 runners. So the future's looking bright for him as well.
And he had a young horse sell quite well this week for $220,000.
Yeah, he had a nice colt at the sales that we actually sold just to break up a partnership. An American Pharoah colt, obviously out of Triband, the Fastnet Rockmare. He sold for $220,000. He was the highest, or the second highest priced weanling in the sale. He was purchased by Aquis. He was a lovely horse with a view to reselling him or even racing him. So Aquis will have a lot of fun with him down the road, whichever direction they take him in.
Mm. So the English Chairman's sale now over, and you've managed to secure the top 2 mares there. Onwards now to the Gold Coast in a few weeks, where you'll also be trying to source some high calibre horses for your stallions.
Yeah, for stallions. We also bought 2 other mares last night, Simi and Without Exception. They'll possibly go to No Nay Never. Who's doing a good job. He's got the second favourite for the 2,000 guineas overnight now in England. He's another son, obviously, of Scat Daddy as well. But the sales were very good there last night. Like 4 mares made over $1 million. I think there was 7 more made over 500,000. So the 52 lots average around 432,000. So the industry's very healthy. As you say, it's onwards and upwards now for the Magic Millions. It's a major sale up there, a lot of mares. And we'll be trying to source what we can to for our stallions, you know.
Mm. Colm, thanks for joining us on the program this morning. Congratulations on securing those purchases on Friday night at the Chairman's. Magnificent mares. It's a great spectacle too, isn't it, watching these high-class mares and producers, but also horses that have, in their own right have been great racetrack performers, go on sale like that.
Yeah, it isn't often that happens. You know, it doesn't happen as much in the Northern Hemisphere where you get the elite mares put up for auction. And listen, we believe and hope we can breed a stallion out of one of those mares down the road and it can stand at stud here at the farm. You know, that's the ultimate. But anyway, fingers crossed and hopefully they'll be lucky for us.
Thanks for joining us, Colm.
Thank you, Joe.
That's Colm Santry from Coolmore. They were the top buyers on Friday night at the English Chairman's sale, securing 2 mares in particular that have already been proven high-class producers, Shrikandi and Maastricht.